This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Buy Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 80. All right, I want to talk with you today about winning the lottery and why people continue to piss it away, and we judge them, but maybe we've already won the lottery. We just don't view it that way. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you in here for another solo episode. All right, so I want to talk with you all about winning the lottery. Have you guys ever seen those shows on TV where it basically documents somebody winning the lottery? It's so fascinating, right? Because you'll see these people who win, you know, just massive amounts of money. Sometimes it's millions or tens of millions, or even in certain circumstances, like, you know, 100 million, 200 million. And granted, after taxes and everything else, you know, if you take the lump sum, I think they pay you less. But still, in most of these cases, it's a ton of money, right? And you start thinking about, you know, when you watch these shows, because so often what they're actually documenting is the fact that these people won these massive lotteries. And then, you know, like 5 years later, 10 years later, they're actually like bankrupt and broke and losing everything and sleeping on their brother's couch. And it's just, you watch these shows and it's like, how does that happen? You know, some of these people, it's like they went from kind of, you know, getting by, like living a decent life, to having this influx of massive amounts of money. Like they hit the lottery, right? Like, for example, there was a Powerball drawing in Tennessee, one of the big ones. The winner won it. It was a 1 in 292.2 million odds. So basically, it was a 1 in 300 million chance that that person would win the lottery. I mean, think about that for a second. 1 in 300 million. Just for, I don't know, like context, the chance of you dying, you know, from like getting struck by lightning is like 1 in 2.3 million, okay? The chance of you dying from like a venomous animal or a plant is 1 in 3.5 million. So the odds of winning these big lotteries are almost 1 in 300 million, you know, other ones maybe 1 in 200 million. So just to kind of give you context, right? Like the odds of winning the lottery are so slim. Now, when I watch these shows, and let's be honest, you do it too. You know, we look at these people and we're just like, what in the world? You literally won the lottery. You won 1 in 300 million chance that you could get all this money that could change not just your life, but your family's life, your grandkids' life. Like literally, like you get $100 million and you put it in the right investments, you could live off the dividends or off the interest of it. Like you wouldn't even have to touch the principal, right? And so we watch these people and we're just like, how could you piss it away? Like how could you possibly piss that away when you get all this money just essentially like you won the lottery? And then, I mean, on the other side of that as well, like you have to think about like pro athletes. So there's a study that Sports Illustrated had done that estimated that 78% of NFL players are either bankrupt or under financial stress within 2 years of retirement. Okay, so again, not every athlete out there, not every NFL player makes tons of money, right? Some of them do, some of them make a ton of money, but not all of them do, but still, even league minimums are several hundred thousand dollars a year. So I know that we all look at some of these pro athletes and it's like, how do you do it? You're signing these contracts for $8, $10 million a year, you know, even $2, $3 million a year. And basically 4 out of 5 of the people in the NFL are are dead broke, either bankrupt or financially stressed, within 2 years. Okay, not 5 years, not 20 years, within 2 years. The average with NBA players, 60% are broke within 5 years of leaving the sport. A lot of times NBA athletes on average make more, but still, again, within 5 years, they're broke after leaving. And so, yeah, let's be honest. We all look at, you know, pro athletes, lottery winners, and we're like, how is it even possible that you won the lottery, or you won the lottery of, let's say, being a professional athlete, right? Not to say that there's not a ton of work that goes into it, but let's be honest, like less than 1%, a fraction of 1%, in fact, actually have the ability to play professional sports. There's so many different factors that go into it. Obviously, there's some God-given talent that has to be there. I mean, you can be great basketball player, but if you're 5'6", and let's face it, white, you're probably not going to make it to the NBA. And so there is some God-given ability and God-given, attributes, if you will, in order to be able to professional athlete. So in a way, again, it is, you kind of hit the genetic lottery, first of all. And then secondly, you had to work and develop the talent. You had to stay healthy enough to where people were willing to draft you. So again, you essentially hit the lottery when you make it to be a professional athlete. Just as, you know, if you win the actual like money lottery, it's one in hundreds of millions of chances, right? One in tens of millions. I think even like they do this Idaho lottery every year here around Christmas time. And I think it's like one in a million to hit the big one, right? So no matter what, the odds are pretty crazy and pretty stacked against you. So if you do win it, most of our natural thought is going to be, don't blow it, right? Like you had the opportunity to do something that one in 300 million chance would allow you to do to win all this money, and you blow it. So here's the fascinating thing. And one of the things, I guess like if I had the opportunity to talk to kids about life, right, is I would make them understand, first of all, what the odds are that they're even here. And what I mean by that is the odds are that they were born, that they were born the way that they are, whether that's big, tall, you know, short, stubby, whatever. Like the odds are, what scientists estimate the odds of you being you is 1 in 400 trillion. Okay, so just think about that for a second. The odds of you being you right now, while you're listening to this podcast, the fact that maybe you have brown eyes, you have, you know, blonde hair, you have blue eyes, you have whatever. Like the fact of you being you in all your perfection, if you want to call it that, right? Because let's face it, like it's 1 in 400 trillion are the odds. So just for context, the odds of you dying in a lightning strike, 1 in like 2.5 million. The odds of you dying by like a snake bite or a venomous plant or poisonous plant, whatever, like 1 in 3.5 million-ish, right? The odds of you winning one of the biggest Powerballs ever is 1 in 300 million. But the odds of you actually being born who you are right now is 1 in 400 trillion. Because you have to think about this, and the way that they calculate this, you first of all have to take a look at the probability that your mom and your dad met, okay? Then you have to go from there, the probability that your mom and your dad actually procreate. Then after that, you have to think of the probability that the right sperm meeting the right egg, all of that lines up. And then you have to think of the probability that even before that, like previous generations, that your grandma had to meet your grandpa on one side and your grandma had to meet, like as you go down this kind of this list of things that all had to happen just perfectly in order for you to even be here. Again, they estimate it, and I don't know really how you can perfectly estimate this, but the odds of you being born who you are, how you are, everything that you are, is 1 in 400 trillion. So again, let's think about this for a second. We give grief to the pro athlete that, you know, maybe it's a 1 in a couple million shot to be able to be a professional athlete and be able to make a whole bunch of money. And you see him out blowing it, right? You see him out partying, pissing their money away. I remember Vince Young, who was a very successful college quarterback, went on to the NFL, got a huge payday. And then you hear about these $750,000 birthday parties, and he was just like dead broke. And the guy had made like tens and tens of millions of dollars. And we look at people like Vince Young, and we think, what an idiot, right? Like he hit number one, he hit the genetic lottery because he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he can throw a football. And then number two, he hits the healthy lottery in the sense of like he was able to stay healthy enough to be able to be a professional athlete and get paid all this money. And what does he do? He blows it. Absolutely blows it. But you know what we never really do? We never really like call out our friend or call out, let's face it, ourselves when we're blowing it, when we're pissing it away. Because again, like the odds of you being born you and me being born me are far less than someone going to the NBA, are far less than somebody winning the Powerball, far less than just about any other statistical anomaly that we could bring up. But yet we tolerate it. And so sometimes I know when I'm talking to you on this podcast, maybe you're like, okay, well, you just make things sound so easy, right? No, not at all. But here's one thing that I do understand that I wish more people did. And I don't want to get into the like the airy-fairy, like, oh, we're all special, because I think that that causes problems in and of itself. But I do firmly believe that the fact that you are here, you are listening to this podcast, you are able to, you know, obviously you woke up this morning and you're breathing air and probably most likely you're seeing, right? You're hearing, you're doing all of these things. Like it is literally a statistical anomaly that you are you and that you are here. And so once you start understanding that, you start believing that, hey, if I'm a miracle, like, because again, like statistically you are a miracle, right? And it doesn't matter kind of how you look. Maybe you're overweight. Maybe you're too skinny. Maybe you're too tall. Maybe you're too short. All of these stigmas, right? But again, the fact that you are you is an anomaly. It's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you are you. And so now the question becomes, what do you do with that? What do you do with the fact that you absolutely hit the lottery simply by being born? If you're listening to this in the U.S., you hit another lottery. Because for the most part, hopefully this stuff doesn't change, you have the freedom and the ability and the opportunities to go out there and do whatever the hell you want. One of the biggest things I hear people do, and I've said it myself, but one of the biggest things is it's like, I can't do that. Okay, why not? Well, because I have this and I have family and I have this and I can't, you know, I can't just start a business. Okay, why not? Well, because I told you, I have responsibility. Okay, so there's a big difference between can't and won't. Huge difference between can't and won't. Most of us, myself included, we mix those two things up quite a bit. Oh, I just can't do that. No, it's not that you can't, it's that you won't. And so if you wake up every morning and you start believing that you literally are a statistical anomaly, the fact that you're alive, that you're breathing, that you are who you are, you have your strengths, you have your weaknesses, your talents, all of that stuff, your unique abilities, you literally are you won the lottery. And so from there, You're playing with house money. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Because I've done a lot of stupid stuff. I've felt sorry for myself so many times throughout my life, and we all have. But if you start shifting the mindset and believing that you literally are a miracle, then what could go wrong? So many people don't do things because of what people will say about them, right? When I started this podcast, like, people said stuff. Right? Not usually to your face. Sometimes it's trolls on the internet. Sometimes it's behind your back. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Why? Because I look at it to where it's like, man, I won the lottery. Like, I'm alive. I can talk to you on this podcast right now and tell you my beliefs and my experiences, and you can listen or you can't. You can talk bad about me or you can't or you don't, right? Like, why does it matter to me? I feel like I won the lottery. I woke up today. I've got air to breathe. I can see. You know, I have the ability to choose what I create every single day. Now, I'm not trying to go like all into the woo-woo stuff, right? But the truth is that once you start understanding that literally you won the lottery by just simply being alive, I believe it changes the whole paradigm of the way you see the world. Because now it doesn't matter if people are talking trash about you. It doesn't matter if people are talking behind your back about the business that you start or, you know, the podcast that you start or what you want to do with your life. I mean, think about it in your own life right now. Like, how many times have you been like, I want to go and do this, but I don't want to tell my mom about it, right? And so instead of doing it, you just don't. I don't want to tell my friends about it. They'll make fun of me. Okay, so you just don't do it. But guess what? Like, you're pissing away your lottery. Like, you can't sit here and make fun of these people who win $100 million in Powerball and are bankrupt 10 years later but then piss away your own life when the odds of you being you are way less than them winning the lottery. But yet we do it. I mean, it's wild, right? Like we care so much about what people say and we worry so much about the stuff that doesn't matter. Like I saw this statistic the other day, or this study that followed a bunch of people around, and it said that 85% of the things that we worry about never happen, never come true. And of the 15% of the things that we worry about that do come true, people say are not as bad as what they had feared they would be. So what does that mean? We live in fear most of our life about things that actually won't even happen. Right? Like maybe you'll start a business and people will talk trash, but there's a good chance they won't. Right? Like maybe you'll start a business and you'll fail, but there's a good chance that you won't. Right? There's so many different ways you can look at this. And one of the things that I guess I would encourage you to do today is to just put this stuff into perspective. And I remember having a conversation with somebody several years ago. And this was somebody who was going through a really, really hard time, going through a bunch of drug use. And I remember just talking to this person and saying, like, you're pissing it away. You know, you're pissing it, like you're alive. And I know that all of us have different experiences in our life that shift our views, right? That shift the way that we look at things. And I know for me, like one of the things that absolutely shifted the way that I look at things is, you know, seeing my wife's brother die of cancer at 19 years old. I mean, at that time, I was like 22 years old, I want to say, 21, 22, somewhere right in there. And I just remember thinking, like, you know, you see somebody passing away, and I'm sure that you probably have as well in your own life, whether it's young or old. And you think, like, I wake up every day and I'm worried about money and I'm worried about, you know, stupid, silly things. And all this person is worried about is being able to live another day, right? Being able to say their goodbyes. And so then just like having this conversation with this person, I remember thinking, like, you know what? Like, my wife's brother would give anything to have been able to switch places with you, but yet you're out there doing a bunch of drugs. You're going to die, right? Like, your teeth are rotting out of your head, like all this stuff. You're pissing it away. Like, you won the lottery by the fact that you wake up every day and you're doing all these drugs that are literally pissing it away. So I always wonder, like, why is it that we are so quick to be like, that person is completely pissing away the opportunity of a lifetime by winning the lottery and having all this money, yet we don't even look at our own life the same way? You ever think about that? Like, literally, like, we will judge people that go to the NBA and make a bunch of money because they can, you know, they're really good at making baskets, but yet we won't even judge ourselves for pissing away a 1 in 400 trillion chance that we're actually who we are and that the fact that we're here and we're alive. Seems pretty hypocritical, right? Seems pretty silly. And so I guess what I would encourage you to do is just understand that the fact that you woke up today, that you are who you are, for better or for worse, like, you, again, you're an anomaly. Like, you're really an anomaly. Like, are you scared to go and talk to the girl across the room? Why the hell should you be scared? Like, literally, you already won the lottery. You already woke up. Like, what's the worst thing that she can say? No, you're ugly. Get lost. Cool. That's okay. Like, I'm playing with house money, right? Like, I'm alive. You want to start that business? You're worried about what people will say? Screw them. Like, you won the lottery. You woke up today. You have the mental capability to be able to start and run a business, right? You don't like your job? Cool. Like, find another job. Do something else. Like, again, you won the lottery. You don't have to piss it away by working a job that you hate for your entire life. There's just so many of these things to where you look at it. Like, your marriage, right? Like, the fact that you woke up today, like, why wouldn't you want to have a great marriage? Why wouldn't you want to do the work to change it and make it great? You won the lottery, right? Like, you're alive. You even won another lottery. You found somebody who you love, or at least you loved at one point, and now you want to throw it away because it's hard. You know what I mean? And so when you start going down, like, literally every area of your life, and you start putting things into perspective, and you start realizing that, again, that you are, in and of itself, a lottery winner just by being born, just by waking up today, just by being able to do what you can do. But yet we choose to piss it away, and we choose to complain and tear other people down and be negative and tell other people that you know, their dreams are dumb, things like that. And we all do it. But man, I tell you, if you start putting things in perspective, you start understanding the fact that you were born who you are is 1 in 400 trillion. Everything after that's like, man, I'm playing with house money at this point. Why shouldn't I start a business? Why shouldn't I, you know, ask that pretty girl out across the room? Why shouldn't I have a great marriage? Why shouldn't I do all this stuff? I mean, why not? Why live a miserable life? Why win the lottery and piss it all away, right? Like, why go to the NBA and lose everything that you worked your whole life to within 2 years or within 5 years? Again, we would judge all of those people. We all do it. We do, oh, another pro athlete. What a dummy. Had all this money, pissed it away because, you know, he wanted to throw $750,000 birthday parties for himself and, you know, do hookers and blow or whatever, right? We'll judge those people. But yet, if we work in a dead-end job that we absolutely hate and we have a marriage that is miserable because neither one of us are willing to grow or change, you know, we're willing to live like our entire lives absolutely broke just because we simply don't want to educate ourselves further. And we view that for some reason as being cool. Cool. Yeah. You know, Joe over there, he's a great guy. You know, he doesn't want to do anything with his life outside of a little box and doesn't ever want to further himself, grow his mindset, doesn't want to do anything. And that's cool, man. That's just normal. It's like, no, Joe won the lottery and he's pissing it away. Like, let's just call it what it is. And so I again, like what I really want to get through to you today is just understand that when you wake up tomorrow morning, okay, God willing, when I wake up tomorrow morning, and you wake up with the understanding that it's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you were born who you are, and then the fact that you wake up every day, the odds of that, as we get older, get a little bit less, right? But the fact is that if you do wake up, don't piss it away. Just remember you won the lottery. And just the same way as the person that wins $100 million ends up sleeping on their couch in 10 years, right? They end up bankrupt and in a worse off position. It's really easy for us to do the exact same thing with the lottery that we've won. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Just keep it all in perspective. Understand that, again, you know, here's my best woo-woo thing, but it's like literally you are a miracle. You are a miracle that you are who you are, that you are where you are. You look how you look. You act how you act. All of these traits is again, it's a miracle. Don't piss it away. Don't piss it away. All right. Hope that gives you some perspective. Hope it does. I know it helps me out when I understand that if I take a step back and I look at this and it's like, man, everything around me is a miracle. Now I want to sell my dream house and move back to the ranch. Why the hell not, man? I'm already playing on house money, right? Do I want to start a business that I may not know a lot about? Why the hell not? Do I care if somebody talks about me? Why the hell not? Like, I don't care. Say whatever you want about me. Doesn't matter, right? Like, none of that stuff affects the fact that I won the lottery. I woke up. I've got air in my lungs. I can see. I can go. I can work out. I can do all these things. Like, thank God that I have the ability to do all this stuff. And so when you start looking at life from a lens of gratitude and understanding the fact that you're here right now, it is a miracle. Man, things change. All right. I really enjoy having you on the podcast. Appreciate the heck out of you listening to this. I will see you next week. We might have another presence with my lovely wife. We got some good stuff to talk with you. Got loaded up guests for the next several weeks. I'm super excited to be able to share them with you. Make it an awesome day. And remember, you are a miracle. Don't piss it away. I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.